T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Steve and Ted in the morning now, 8:49 here on KNSS. Three big things. Sedgwick County voter turnout pegged at 25% for the primary. Thousands of mail-in ballots still being counted. Kansas Health Secretary Dr. Lee Norman says COVID-19 hospitalizations and deaths are trending downward, credits mask usage. Congress still talking about a pandemic relief bill, seeking agreement on size and scope of the package. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
This morning, the Kansas Turnpike telling everyone that that K96 K-Tag exit lane is still closed there at the K96 Toll Plaza on the Kansas Turnpike. Maintenance work still going on there. The other exit lane is open, but the exit lane, K-Tag exit lane, is closed. Traffic update, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Brought to you by Joe DeBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire. Get it downtown at Market and Waterman and online at carlstire.com, your home for complete car care.
Partly sunny today, still hanging under a 30% chance for rain today at a high of 86 degrees. 20% chance for rain tonight, the overnight low 72. Friday, sunny and warmer, tomorrow's high 94 degrees. Now mostly cloudy, south wind at 12 miles per hour and 70 degrees. Steve and Ted here on Wichita's number one talk, KNSS. Two tests by AAA during the past 2 years show that partially automated driving systems don't always function properly. So, the Auto Club is recommending that car companies limit their use. Researchers recently tested systems from 5 manufacturers over a distance of 4,000 miles. They ran into problems every 8 miles. Okay. AAA not real hot about those driverless cars, Ted. Talking about voter turnout a while ago, you brought it up. I brought it up. 25% voter turnout for the primary. And what's going to happen in November for the presidential election? What is a good voter turnout there? Well, I did some quick research, and I looked at a couple of elections in our lifetime that I think were watershed or big ones. 1960, I thought was a big election. You had Eisenhower coming out, and you had Kennedy and Nixon there. That had a 62.77% turnout.
Not even two-thirds of the people voted.
Yes, but that is a really kind of a high watermark. 1968, it was just almost 61%. And as you get to 1968, I think was a big one, too. Now you get closer to recent past, 2004, you had just over 56.5%. Not a big turnout there. 2008, 58%. 2012, just under 55%. And for 2016, we had 55.67%. So if you can get around 57, 58%, that's going to be real good for a turnout anyway. 8:52 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Changes for downtown Wichita Street. Editor Bill Roy here today to give us the update. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, the city of Wichita has decided to turn a downtown Wichita street from one-way to two-way. The goal of turning Emporia Street from 2nd South to Waterman is to improve traffic flow and to drive future development. The city plans to spend $300,000 on the project. That includes the installation of signal poles, signage, and pavement markings. St. Francis switched from one-way to two-way in 2011. William Street changed in 2013. Evergy announced Wednesday a new 5-year strategic plan. It's designed to speed its transition to cleaner energy and to do so as a standalone company. The plan is a result of a review by a special committee put together by the Kansas City-based utility and activist investor Elliott Management Corporation. As part of the plan, Evergy expects to invest roughly $4.8 billion to upgrade its electrical grid, improve customer service platforms, and increase access to renewable energy. And Occidental Management has three new tenants for its Sprint campus in Kansas City. The companies include home health care provider Kindred at Home, online marketing firm Inside Response, and Seattle-based senior care company A Place for Mom. Each company will occupy about 42,000 square feet in two five-story Class A office buildings. Occidental bought the 190-acre campus for $251 million in July 2019. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Thank you, Bill. Steve and Ted in the morning. Now the Steve and Ted poll question on our webpage, KNSSradio.com. August is National Sandwich Month. What is your favorite sandwich? Quick results here. Tuna salad gets 2%. And I had my wife's delicious tuna salad yesterday. I rate that a little higher than that, but only 2%. PB&J is 6%. Grilled cheese, 10%, good sandwich. Roast beef gets 11% in our poll. Turkey, 13%. Ham, 14%. But number one, with 44% of the vote, is the BLT, the bacon, lettuce, and tomato.
Far and away the top spot.
How much of volume on this, Jad? Have we got a lot of votes on this? Is this a lot of interest?
We got a lot more votes than we had yesterday. The funny thing is that the percentages didn't change much, but we did get a lot more votes.
So people are finding it a very interesting poll there on our webpage, KNSSradio.com. Today is National Root Beer Float Day, so celebrate with a root beer.
Have a sandwich and a root beer float.
There you go.
My gosh.
J. Wisner, Cripple Creek, Colorado, gets the credit for inventing the root beer float. That was in August of 1893. Wow. So it's been around a while.
Big salute to Frank. That was a dang good idea.
Good idea. The root beer float. I like a good root beer float. All right, guys, it's 8:55 now. Steve and Ted coming up. The Glenn Beck program here at 9 o'clock this morning. The big Beirut explosion that killed more than 100 people. That's going to be one of their hot topics this morning. That's on the Glenn Beck program. 9 o'clock this morning, of course, we've got all the news for you there. Congress still talking about a pandemic relief bill. That's coming up at 9 o'clock this morning. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, Rush Limbaugh, and news updates all day, Steve and Ted in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Looking for a high today of 86 degrees. Right now, mostly cloudy and 70.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.